Your speaker in this lesson is Harold Bigham.
The Bible describes several elements of having the power to save us from our sins. Each of these elements makes a grand contribution toward our soul's salvation. For instance, in the Bible, we are saved by faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. We are saved by repentance. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. Luke 13:3. The Bible says that we are saved by confessing the name of Christ. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. We are saved by baptism. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:21. We are saved by being faithful to the Lord. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. The Bible says that we are saved by obedience to God. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5:8-9. We are saved by the gospel of Christ. Paul would say, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. We are saved by the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. We're saved by the mercy of God, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5. Again we find that we're saved by works. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. James 2:24. We're saved by the blood of Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. Now all of these elements that we have spoken about today, to which the saving of our soul is attributed to, they all work collectively or work together to save us from our sin. One element alone, or by itself, apart from the other elements, cannot save us. Faith alone cannot save us. Repentance alone cannot save us. Confessing the name of Christ as the only begotten Son alone cannot save us. And we find that those things are unto salvation. And we notice that baptism alone cannot save us. So all of these elements to which the saving power of God is spoken about in the Bible, they work collectively to save us from our sins. But today we want to study concerning one of these elements, and that is the element of blood. And notice the importance of the blood that is mentioned in the Bible. And we want to focus specifically upon the power of the blood of Christ. First of all, notice with me that blood has always played a part in God's scheme of redemption. The three periods of time are the patriarchal age, the Mosaical age, and Christianity. Blood had a part in the patriarchal age. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. In Genesis 8:20-21, blood had a part in Judaism or in the law of Moses. But the firstlings of a cow, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, thou shalt not redeem, they are holy. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and shalt burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for a sweet savor unto the Lord. Numbers 18:17. But then blood has a part today in the Christian age, in Christianity. This is the dispensation of time that we live in today. Paul would say, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:14. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, 1 Peter 1:18-20. Animal sacrifices under the two previous periods of time, the patriarchal age and the Mosaical age of Judaism, typified the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:22, beginning, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. Hebrews 9:15 says, and for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. John 19:34 says, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. The blood of Christ can only cleanse us from our sins. Hebrews 10, beginning of verse 1, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the thing, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Hebrews 9:12 beginning relates that the blood of Christ could only appease the justice of God, and by it it is different than the blood that was offered under the patriarchal age and the Mosaical age or Judaism, as we have read. Secondly today, the blood of Christ is necessary for our salvation. The blood of Christ is a must for our salvation. The blood of Jesus reconciles souls to God. Paul says in Colossians 1, beginning of verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Colossians 1:20-21. Jesus bought or purchased the church with his own blood. Acts 20:28. When we obey the gospel plan of salvation, our sins are washed away by the blood of Christ. Acts 22:16. We're now justified or made right with God or redeemed as a result of reaching the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. But then finally today, how can one reach or make contact with the blood of Christ whereby their soul is saved? Paul wrote that one must be immersed into the death of Christ. Baptism typifies the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, the like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we should be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6:3-5. Again, buried with him in baptism, when also you're risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who have raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:12. Baptism is the means by which one contacts the blood of Jesus Christ. It is at this point that we meet the grace of God, and our sins are washed away. Ephesians 2 and in verse 8. The gospel declares that baptism saves us or takes away our sins. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:16. And now why tarriest thou? Rise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. Again, the like figure went to even baptism doth also now save us, not to putting away of the filth of flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:21. Water baptism saves us because it symbolically places us into the death of Christ where his blood is. Baptism by itself will not save us without every other element to which Scripture ascribes saving power. For example, we must hear the gospel. Romans 10:17. We must believe. Mark 16:16. We must repent of our sins. Luke 13:3-5. We must make the good confession of Christ. In Acts 8:36. And after such, then, we must be baptized for the remission of our sins. Acts 2:38. Whereby we reach or make contact with the blood of Christ, and Christ adds us to his church, the church of Christ, Acts 2:42. And we're then commanded to be faithful, even until we die for Jesus, to go to heaven in the after while. Revelation 2 and in verse 10. Have you reached the blood of Christ yet? May God bless you as you continue to read and to study the Bible.